Hill and Joe Shasky.
Hey, well, I'm about that action, boss.
Take him out! This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Come on, give it to me, Spadoni.
Sunday night football. It's the Rams and the Niners. These two teams first met back in 1950. And Joe Shasky knows all about it. You know the history of this game. Kezar Stadium, LA Memorial Coliseum. Then the Rams go to Anaheim and they become softies and they play at the Angel Stadium. And they became real soft, wearing watermelons on their heads. Niners lead the all-time series 75-68-3. All right? They're 1-1 in postseason. They met in two NFC Championship games.
I went to one of those ties.
Yeah, there you go.
The Jeff Fisher game.
The Jeff Fisher game.
Kaepernick's first game as, well, I guess Alex got hurt in that game. Got a concussion. And Jeff Fisher ran two fake punts in that game.
The concussion that ended his career as a 49er.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a deep-rooted historic rivalry, and it's back.
I'm so glad it's back.
It's back. And this is a big, pivotal game. The Rams are looking at it saying, we beat the Niners. We sent them into a tailspin at 1-3. All of a sudden, we're 3-1 in first place. The way I'm looking at it is, the Niners will beat the Rams. We're going to have a log jam in first place for the NFC West. It's going to be a four-way tie for first. And then you go on the road for two games against Carolina and Atlanta. And let's get this thing rolling.
Well, think about how thin the margins are right now in the NFC. You lose this game, you're in last place in the NFC West. Mm-hmm. Or tied for it, at least. You win this game, and you're tied for first.
Tied just like that.
And I look around the NFC, and it's like there's really no world beater. Now, Philadelphia feels right now.
They could be beat.
Yeah, but
I think Dallas beats them.
But they feel like the most complete team.
They do.
And they feel that way.
That was a good win for them yesterday.
But does anybody trust Jalen Hurts versus Tom Brady?
No.
Right? I'm just using that as an example. And let's see where Philadelphia is at week 16 with their health.
Right.
They got a lot of smaller receivers, mm-hmm. and we'll just see. You know what I mean?
Minnesota is right now second in
NFC. But does anybody fear Kirk Cousins?
No, not even close.
All right. Arizona, I have no idea what to make of them. I fear them, but I don't know what to make of them long term.
Dallas Cowboys?
See, I think their defense is sustainable.
I think their defense is
and
really
I think
good.
CeeDee Lamb is special. Very special.
Or something with Dallas.
Yeah.
With Dallas.
I don't know what to make of the quarterback. Time will tell. But I definitely think that they're in the mix.
I noticed Guru didn't have one single tweet about the Cowboys yesterday. What's going on with the old goo? Is he feeling good? 3-1? Is he feeling good?
Is he going to wear a Cowboy jersey down to Levi's?
If he wears a Cowboy jersey down to Levi, Matt Nahigan should kick him off the air. Niner fans should hoo-ride Steiny and Guru if he wears a Cowboy jersey and boo him all 3 hours. He bet not dare wear a Cowboy jersey on the 49ers property.
He's
probably going to go hang out with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck.
He's probably going to wear an Argyle sweater. It's Monday Night Football.
Yeah. I know, Montana.
Well, so a couple things. If they lose this game tonight, we can kind of put to bed the Shanahan owns McVay in the regular season thing. We can kind of put that to bed. I feel like I'm already ready to do it because, like, the regular season, and I'm not trying to dismiss it, but right now it's all about what you've done for me lately. Yeah. And the NFC Championship game trumps whatever's happened in the regular season.
You know,
and I'm not dismissing the 6 wins. They're amazing. By far, the most important win was the NFC Championship game for McVay.
No doubt. No doubt. 925 Comcast Business Text Line. Hey, Bonte, isn't it amazing for Monday Night Football to feel big again with Buck and Aikman? It does feel big.
It feels huge.
It feels huge.
I won't be listening because I will be there.
Yeah, I should probably get my earbuds and have the broadcast on. It's all I have wanted since it went for years, Monday Night Football.
So you're going to wear earbuds in the stadium, in the end zone, probably while you're not watching the game?
Probably not.
No, Anna, don't talk to me. I'm listening to Buck and Aikman.
Yeah.
Although, I actually wouldn't be a bad idea because when you're at the game, they don't show enough replays. One of my biggest gripes, if I'm going to spend money to go to the game, you better make the TV viewing experience identical to when I'm on my couch. And if you have a Jumbotron, play the replays.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I loved about SoFi. They played replays the whole time.
All day.
There's actually almost too much going on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. They're giving out shout-outs to fans, birthday shout-outs, wedding proposals,
Sean.
Celebrities.
It's Jay-Z. And then Gavin Newsom showed up and everyone booed him.
Yeah, it was a lot going on.
Remember that?
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, they hate Gavin Newsom, too. SoCal and NorCal gets lost. There's a partnership there. 925.
How are you guys doing?
Vontae sounds as sure of a win as he did against the Bears. Listen, I was the one around here who had a fear with the Bears. You know that.
And why do you think I've peeled it back today after being completely wrong on the Bears game?
I know Eddie and Brentwood. I know they're going to be up. I just highlighted it. The Rams want to kick the Niners' ass. They do. Aaron Donald does not like the 49ers.
If you were to identify one player that or coach that scares you the most, who would you pick?
It's number 99, Aaron Donald.
Because I was going to go Raheem Morris. I think
defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I feel like he gets no love, and I think he's really good at what he does. And he adjusted in that NFC Championship game, and they really took away all the explosive plays from the 49ers.
Well, also, a game like this, knowing that Jimmy Garoppolo's been erratic, Jalen Ramsey worries me because he's going to move around, and who's he going to guard? If he guards Brandon Ayuk, then Brandon Ayuk's basically going to be shut down for the night.
Lost in that Week 18 win. Jimmy threw one of the worst picks in the red zone that you could throw.
To Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, Jalen ran the route better than the receiver.
And Jalen Ramsey almost picked one off in the NFC Championship game. Yes. That would have been a pick six.
Yes.
Let me tell you, dating back to 2017 when the Niners beat the Jaguars that Christmas Eve game.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacksonville advanced to the AFC Championship.
It's probably the seminal win of the 5-win stretch during the 2017 because Jacksonville was that team.
They were
legit. Yeah.
And I'll never forget going in that locker room alongside Marcus Thompson II in the visiting locker room at Jacksonville. And after that game, Miles Jack off the record said, I can't believe we lost to that weak bleeping MF-er. Jalen Ramsey on record was saying, it's a scheme. They schemed it up for him. He's not that good. Right? Calais Campbell, they were pissed off. And I'm thinking there, I'm like, man, how dare these guys slander our franchise quarterback and Jimmy Garoppolo? Well, you know what? 6 years later, 5 years later, whatever it is, Taylor Ramsey may have been right. He may have been right.
I don't know. I mean, he had Blake Bortles as his quarterback.
I'm thinking to myself, they just clinched a division. They won the division title. Mm-hmm. They're going to the playoffs. They were irate that they lost to Jimmy. Irate.
That was a great game, though. That was a great game. Yeah. How is Jimmy going to get it done with no Trent Williams? I mean, this would feel like one of those signature wins for the Niners and their culture and their coach and their quarterback. Mm-hmm. You win a game without your number one and number two running backs. You win a game without your starting left tackle, who's the highest paid guy, I think, on the whole entire offense right now, without your starting quarterback in Trey Lance. This would be a big-time win.
This would be huge, especially against this guy who doesn't like the 49ers.
Oh, yeah, I dislike the Niners. Everybody know that. I don't like the Niners at all. They don't like us. It's just a rival. Every time we play, it's a dogfight, and that's how it is, you know. No love at all towards them guys. You know, I really dislike them, and, you know, we'll see them twice this year, so.
That's what it's about. I like that. But he doesn't like the Niners. We don't like him. It's a big game. Huge. You say, what's the key to the game? Just win. Doesn't it feel like it's one of those games, just like last Sunday? I don't care how you do it. If you punt 15 times, if you only score 6 points, come out with the W.
Come out with the W. They're not winning this game if they can't get better efficiency on third down. That is obvious.
Well, that's obvious. You can't go 0 for 9. You have to extend drives. There's no doubt.
100%. They need to play complimentary football, and they need to find a way to bottle up Cooper Kupp on the big plays. Like, Cooper Kupp has been a nightmare for them. And when the games that they win against the Rams, it feels like
they shut him down.
Exactly.
Well, they shut him down.
Relative to shutting down a top-notch wide receiver, because you're never going to hold the guy to zero catches.
Like, I'm even disappointed in Tyler Miller. On YouTube, Lance's going to be up today to try to put us out of our misery. He's worried. Tyler's never worried. He's always high. He's always feeling good. He's worried. I can't believe how worried people are.
Well, my boy Dell is coming in on the personal text line, and he's basically saying the same thing that everybody on the YouTube chat is saying. You know, Diggs owned Ramsey in week one. The double move early in the game where he's so hyper-aggressive trying to jump a route, you can find a way to beat him over the top.
I like that. Do you get Ayuk down the field then? Do you double move Deebo Samuel? You have to stretch the field against this team. Because that's what I'll be looking for early on. Will the Rams have the 8 men in the box? Will they roam? Because remember, Eric Weddle played basically linebacker in the NFC Championship.
He was playing pickup basketball 3 weeks before.
And they stuffed the Niners
out of the league.
So,
well, the other thing that you absolutely have to see tonight from the 49ers is mix in Jordan Mason. Like, I need a couple of different guys to run the ruck. Don't just go with one guy running the ruck. Change the pace up a little. If I have to go a jet sweep to Ayuk or to George Kittle, like, then so be it. I think all my playmakers need to touch the ball. The one thing that I come away with from the Denver game, feeling optimistic, the drive that was their best drive, all of the playmakers touched the ball. Yep. spread it around. Get it to Ayuk. Get it to Debo. Get it to Kittle. Here's a touch for Jordan Mason. Here's a touch for Jeff Wilson Jr. When you spread the ball around, it balances things out, and boom, they went right down the field. Get back to that.
Guys are sick. You see that text from the 408. Game predictions for Jimmy passing yards and TDs interceptions from 510 Comcast Business Text Line. I don't know. I don't know what I'm getting for Jimmy Garoppolo. It is the biggest mystery to me. It is the biggest mystery what he's going to do on any given play. He can go 20-26 for 215 and a couple touchdowns. Or he can go 13-19 with five GBO no throws.
I'll say it right here. If we lose the turnover battle, there's no way we're winning this game. And you could probably say that for 99% of the games. But with this offense being as limited as it is, you're not winning when you turn it over more than the other team.
They could win the turnover battle and still lose. That's how inconsistent this offense is.
100%. You know what I'm saying? 100%.
But 510 is right. 510 is right on the Comcast Business Text Line. If the Niners can start this bad but find a way to be 2-2 and 2-0 in the division, that would be huge. Last year, they were 2-4 in the division. They got swept by Seattle and swept by Arizona. Would be huge to be 2-0 in the division. I got to get you going. I got to get this fan base going. There's only one man who could do the job. We're leaning on a Cowboys fan to get this place fired up.
Is this fresh material?
It's kind of old. It may be overused, but what the hell?
Gurus.
Close the door.
Game four speech. I'm going to get out of your way, Goo, to the Golden State Warriors with everything on the line tonight. Put the phone down, I
said. Johnny Damn.
Who's Johnny?
Listen, man. I don't know what's going to happen in this series, but I'll tell you what. We are champs. Three-time champs. And all I ask you is to look around. Look at your brother. Look at me. And give it your all. I don't care if we win or lose. You got to go out there and be tough. Not just for you, but for us and our fans. I don't know what's going to happen, but we got to go out there and fight. I'm tired of getting pushed around. I'm tired of being asked why we're not fighting. Again, man, bring it in. All I can ask you to do is fight. Let's go out there and kick the Celtics ass. Let's go. Because at the end of the day, we're Warriors. Oh, three. Kick their ass. One. Two. Three. Kick their ass. Let's go.
I love how he turned into Doc Rivers again.
Wow. You know.
He turned into Doc Rivers like instantaneously.
Fred Warner Jr.
We're Warriors.
Take notes, Fred Warner Jr. Take notes.
Kick their ass.
Kick their ass. Kick the Lambs' ass.
Could you imagine I'm tired of getting pushed around.
Him doing that to Bosa. Bosa would be like, yeah, okay, dude.
1, 2, 3. Kick their ass. Kick their butts. He probably would say, kick their butts. He wouldn't even say, kick their ass.
I mean, Bosa's like so low energy.
Apparently he gives a speech on Saturday night. How's that going?
I would love to hear that
Maybe
speech.
Maybe that's why they're 1-2. Maybe we need to switch that up.
Well, I don't know.
Is John Lynch still addressing the team on Saturday night?
Better adjust it to maybe on Sunday. He adjusted him to last night. Hopefully we get a John Lynch addressing of the team last night. Maybe that'll come out.
I need a Kyle Shanahan picture that floated around before last year's Monday Night Football game where he's in the car stressed out. Remember, he's in the little Toyota Camry. Yeah.
Looked like a Tesla, but whatever.
Was it a Tesla?
Hey, Kyle ain't driving no Camry.
You don't think?
Bring it in.
Kyle's driving a Benz. The arrogance that's come on, man. We watched him walk on the field and training camp together.
All right, now I'm gonna
he's
look
oozing
all
with right, trivia. Right, he's
the right, right. Here's the question Toyota I have Camry. For the audience. All right. All right.
Oh, you got a question.
You want to win me over?
All right.
What does it look like tonight? The Niners will win if fill in the blank.
If Jimmy doesn't turn it over.
It's that simple?
I think it is that simple. I think it is because I think the defense would be dominant tonight. Now, we tease this as well. I don't want to keep him hanging. Duke in the city listening on the radio. He's got some lyrics to pump Shasky up.
Man, San Fran Shasky about to get shelf right now. Y'all about to listen to a real true Niners fan with real true Niners roots get y'all fired up, man. First of all, shout out to Tyler Miller, Drew Down, and all of them on YouTube supporting the show, man. Shout out to y'all for innovating sports talk radio, man, and all my longshoremen, all my people at Master Terminal, my family, for supporting what I do, man. Niner Empire, rise up and strike back. Go to Boy Trey Lance's not stumbling and bumbling and acting like my lump, getting the bullets that he passed and got fire and got gas and now it's getting drastic. Are you catching balls in the middle of the traffic? Then there's George Kittle with the 2020 vision. He's slipping and he slices and make executive decisions. Got Nick Bosa. They say he is a roaster. Quarterback burnt like he came out of toaster. He fast a Ferrari. 50 sacks to prove by David Bakhtiari. Watch Debo run fast right past you. Receiving out the backfield. Stronger than a man of steel. Leaving in the cloud of smoke. The Niners, bro, we ain't no joke. Touchdown is what they say, but get the cheddar ball out. That's what we do in the bay. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast with Fillmore Spinus, Monte Hill, and the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. Niners, we ready. We ready.
Lakeview in the house. Lakeview in the house.
Let's go.
Is that what you going to watch?
Give me the Monday Night Football sound.
We're back.
Dude.
The Butcher's back.
Hey, save just Dukes hyping the two of us up. That might be our intro into the new into the show from here on. I'm dead serious.
Dude, Duke.
Wow.
Did that get you going?
I got goosebumps. Legitimately, the hair,
seat now.
The hair on my arm
everybody's
is standing
now.
Up.
Tyler's hyped.
Wow.
Michael Hernandez is hyped.
Let's go.
Spartans is hyped. Gabriel's hyped. Everybody's hyped. Beat Bob Jones is hyped. DJ Tiny's hyped.
You know what I want to hear next?
All it took was a Duke call.
Everybody likes Vegas.
Everybody likes Joe Vegas.
Everybody smoke. Let's do it. We're going to do it tonight. I can feel it.
Duke just dropped the mic and he set the tone for it. It wasn't George Kittle. It wasn't Debo Samuel. It wasn't Nick Bosa. When I look back at this game tonight, when the Niners win on Monday Night Football,
wow,
I'm going to think to 8:18 a.m. in the morning saying, Duke set the tone for the game.
Yeah, we're going to start calling him Unleaded Duke because that was straight petrol.
That's some of your finest work.
I mean, my God.
That's some of your finest
work. I mean, that was flammable.
That was unbelievable.
I can't believe that.
It was unbelievable. Dave Johnson's right. Duke has more creativity right there than Kyle has shown all season.
Come on. Just drive-bys on Kyle. By the way, speaking of which, I looked at him. The car does look like a Tesla.
Yeah.
It doesn't show what it is, but, I mean, it's got beautiful khaki interior. I mean, it's just incredible. Well, he looks so stressed out, though, in this photo.
Apparently, his wife drives a Tesla, G-Wagon. G-Wagon.
All right, let's stop, like, stalking the Shanahan family.
I mean, you looked it up.
I mean, this is Pro Football Talk who pointed it out. Your boy, Florio. By the way, Florio?
Maybe, probably, but maybe not.
Florio's all over the place.
What do you do now?
Oh, he's just all over the place.
What do you do now?
He's running Dak out of town.
Are we starting that movement? Cooper Rush to start?
Well, look, this is when you know the Niners are falling down in the pecking order when Florio doesn't talk about you every day.
He will be tonight.
Oh, my God.
He will be tonight.
How many video shots are we going to get? Some straight shots of Jimmy and Kyle side by side when a play doesn't work?
Oh, my gosh. All day long.
Hey, here's another thing.
I will be on my phone, like, looking because my phone's delayed. I got the stream.
Yeah.
So I'll be looking, like, every time there's a timeout, I'll be rewinding during the game, watching what's going on the broadcast.
This is what's something, like, I think, I find it funny. People that, like, oh, my God, so-and-so said this during a game. Look, there's times where I get it. It's part of the content machine, and people want to pull a lot of stuff. This is the way I view sports. Sometimes things happen in between the lines. And you gotta just throw it out the window.
Yeah.
You be saying stuff. You react a certain way.
Right.
People, you know, they throw tantrums, frustration, whatever. Believe me, it takes one to know one. Your boy is not the most etiquette picture of professionalism when it comes to handling a loss or a victory in the right way.
No doubt.
But what I'm saying is that we made way too much of the Jimmy Garoppolo lip reading thing. Like, just way too much.
We didn't talk about it much.
No, but I'm saying the media in general.
To me, that's low-hanging
fruit. Well, no, what it is, it's a lot of people have never played sports in their life.
I don't
understand anything about creative tension.
Yeah, we slander coaches all the time under our breaths. Man, what the hell
is he
doing?
You know what the seminal moment was for the 1994 49ers?
When Steve Young went crazy on George Seifert when they got blown out by Philadelphia.
Thank you.
He went crazy.
No,
cursed him out.
Wanted to kill him. Yeah.
And they lost one game the rest of the year, and that was a game against Minnesota in the last week of the season that was meaningless.
You know what the seminal moment was for the 2002 San Francisco Giants in the dugout?
Jeff King getting choked out by Barry Bonds.
Okay.
After Dusty Baker.
Now, I'm not saying that that's always equaling a great working environment, but sometimes creative tension is a good thing. It's pro sports.
About Brady going crazy at Bill O'Brien.
He broke two tablets recently. I know. Two.
He loses his mind all the time.
Two.
All the time. Don't care. I don't care about the Liberty thing.
They just got to win. I do not care. They just have to win.
Because half the time, Jimmy's right. Those plays do suck sometimes from Kyle. Sometimes they do suck. But Jimmy, look in the mirror. Your throws suck, too.
Yeah, I agree.
All right?
And make the two of you throws. Need to figure it out.
Figure it out.
For the kids' sake.
This league is wide open.
Get us to graduation.
Wide open. Just get me to the damn playoffs. Because I know, once you get to the playoffs, single game elimination, this defense can win you a game. So, San Francisco's God, thank God.
My player of the game tonight is going to be Fred Warner. I got Fred Warner targeted as that guy. I believe that they're going to try to run the ball against the Niners. That's something that they've always tried to do, and I think he's going to have to stuff the run. But then simultaneously, their tight ends have quietly, like...
Higbee's been good.
They've been kind of burning us. Higbee's even the good. Backup to Higbee last year burned us.
And one thing that is concerning...
And they over-pursued last year.
One thing that is concerning, though, is linebacker depth. Oh, now that Al Shaier's out.
Absolutely.
Al Shaier's out for the next, 2 months?
So what do you got, Flanagan?
So you got Flanagan and you got Greenlaw. Greenlaw, I love Greenlaw, but he always gets nicked up.
Yeah, he does.
So linebackers, stay healthy, please. In a game like this, it's going to be a body. It's going to be a hard-hitting game. Mm-hmm. Divisional games are hard-hitting. Linebacker depth concerns me.
Well, and when I look at the offensive line for the Rams, and if you're just joining us now, two rookies, and they're missing their center. Yep. So as bad as the Niners' offensive line is not good. I'm not here to pretend that it is. No Trent Williams. You got Colt McKivitz. But both defensive lines for both the Rams and the Niners should be dominant. I have a feeling we're going to have a one-score game.
Yeah, Brian Allen and David Edwards are out. Two starting linemen for the Rams. They're out. No Boom on the edge. Bosa should have his way. This should be his day to say, hey, I'm the DPOY.
Well, this
Michael Parsons last week at MetLife Stadium against the Giants showed out on Monday Night Football. Well, he showed out.
This is when Alden Smith, when he became that dude.
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers,
Monday Night Football. He did it on a Monday Night Football game. Yeah. Five sacks in one game.
This has to be a Nick Bosa
game. Could have had eight.
Hey, Gene, we'll get you on the other side. 888-957-9570. Do not forget. After we go off the air, 95.7 The Game will be live at the Hilton in Santa Clara today to get you ready for tonight's matchup between the Rams and the Niners. Stay tuned in all day. Our coverage is brought to you by Jim Beam Bourbon Whiskey. Taste the world's number one bourbon and Harris Ranch Beef. Visit your local Chavez supermarkets for all your beef and tailgate needs. What's coming up on The Game sponsored by MB Jesse Painting? More of your phone calls. Deuce got us hyped. Duke's got everybody's hyped. Chef Fred Chasky has been shelved. He's dead in the water. The Butcher is back here on The Morning Roast.
Oh, my God.
Now, back to The Morning Roast with Fonte and Chasky.
When I hear this, I know it's going to be a good day.
The places I go make me so international.
Come on, man.
Who wants to win today?
Me and Bela.
Victory Monday. Especially when this guy's coming to town and he's talking that talk.
Oh, yeah, I dislike the Niners. Everybody know that. I don't like the Niners at all. They don't like us. It's just a rival. Every time we play, it's a dogfight, and that's how it is, you know. No love at all towards them guys. You know, I really dislike them, and, you know, we'll see them twice this year, so.
We'll see you tonight, Aaron Donald. We'll see you tonight. John Taylor, 290-yard touchdowns, Monday Night Football.
Talk about voices that don't match their voices.
I know.
Or voices that don't match their bodies. It's him and Nick Bosa.
Right? Well, I was going to say him, Bosa, Bonds.
Mums. Dave Stewart's a good one.
A really good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That is a good one. That's all I got, though. Those four. Was Barry Bonds? Was he on the A-Rod cast a couple weeks ago?
No, Barry Bonds was up at Sacramento Kings practice the other day.
I saw that, but he was supposed to be on the A-Rod simulcast.
With Michael Kay.
Yeah,
Michael Kay.
He was scheduled on there. I wonder if Barry did.
Blowhard. Michael K.
I'm going to leave him alone. Yeah. He's the voice of the Yankees.
Oh, the voice of the Yankees. I don't think Judge is going to get that record, by the way.
You know what?
Nobody's throwing the ball.
Barry Bonds had more intentional walks in a seven-game span than he's had all year. I don't want to hear this.
They're not even throwing to him.
Yeah, welcome Yankee fans to what Giants existence a decade.
Throw him the ball. That's like Barry.
Throw him the ball.
You know? Come on.
He's had the least amount of hard-hit balls over the last 10 days than he's had all year.
That's what Baldy said about the Niners defense. I guess the Rams offense. This was last Friday when Willard and Dibbs and Baldy was cheating on us with Willard and Dibbs.
The 49ers against the Rams run defense. The 49ers against the Rams offense line. To me, they win every matchup. Now, Cooper Kupp is a special animal, and the timing with him and Stafford is almost like any other quarterback wide receiver in this league. And so, but you have to know that. You have to know that they'll take their shots to Cooper Kupp. It could be underneath. It could be over the top. It could be, you know, let him do his route running tricks. But their zones should be able to take care of a lot of it. Their speed at linebacker, including Hufanga, is as good as anybody in business. So that's where I think the 49ers, why they're favored, is because I think the score is going to be way down this game, and I think the Rams are going to have a hard time driving the ball against them.
That makes me feel good. But I also think that one thing that I think we undersell on Matt Stafford is his ability to extend plays with his legs.
He can at times.
He is surprisingly nimble. He'll spin out of a play and then whip it down the field. Yeah. I mean, he's really erratic in terms of accuracy.
Right.
But when he's in the zone for an entire drive, boom, 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 touchdown.
Yeah. I mean,
he'll make some great throws.
They have the better quarterback going into this matchup. They have the better quarterback. But he'll make throws, but damn, like, he'll also throw it to the other team. He'll fumble in the pocket. He'll take the unnecessary sack. He'll make just some boneheaded plays. Mm. So I don't fear Stafford like that. I didn't want the Niners to trade for him, to be honest with you.
I didn't either, but
I didn't want him.
But we can all agree, like, yeah, he'll make a bad play here and there. The difference between him and Garoppolo, arm talent, mobility, and then the pop plays. Stafford gives you all three of those elements that Jimmy can't give you. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean Jimmy can't have a good game and outplay him tonight. But for the most part, even when Stafford is at his worst, he's still going to give you certain big-time plays down the field. And I feel like when Jimmy's not having a good game, there's just no way he can give you that dynamic.
So as we wrap up the show here, you asked a question to me. Fill in the blank. What do the Niners do? What do the Niners need to do to win this football game? Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Just play clean football for once. That means no turnovers, no self-inflicting wounds, penalties. Play solid defense. Run the football. Because I think the defense can turn this Rams offense over multiple times. Stafford already has 5 interceptions this season.
Five
picks in 3 games.
Wow.
5.
He led the NFL in interceptions last year.
There you go.
But he also threw for 40-plus touchdowns.
There you go. I mean, he's going to throw him up, but he's not on the same pace with Allen Robinson right now.
No.
Dan Jefferson's out.
Agreed.
He's been going to Higbee a lot. And then, of course, there's Cooper Kupp. But the Niners have done a good job against Cooper Kupp for the most part. NFC Championship game, Cooper Kupp 8. I mean, K.Y. Williams.
Stop Cooper Kupp.
Cooper, I mean, K.Y. Williams got his lunch taken away in that NFC Championship game against Cooper Kupp. Just was not a pretty day.
Yeah, right off the line.
Yeah, he just bump and runs, just got smoked.
And the Niners just can't miss on their opportunities because there are going to be a handful. This is the part where it's frustrating. When they run the ball so much, they limit the amount of total possessions in a game. And so when you miss those opportunities and those throws downfield, they really, really hurt more so than teams that throw the ball and stop the clock more.
A lot of people say, fill in the blank, score. Score more than them. I don't care if it's a 7-6 game. Just get a win and improve to 2-2.
Back-to-back pitching performances from the Niners defense.
Because I tell you what, if they lose this game after my guarantee, after my lock, tomorrow's show's going to... I thought last Monday was... We were both angry. And I wasn't myself, and I thought I had a terrible... I gave myself a D-minus for that performance on the air last Monday after that Broncos game. I was not in my element.
Oh.
It was just bad. We thought the Chicago show... That Monday was bad. Just win today. Please, for the sanity of all our roasters, of all our great listeners at 95.7 The Game, the Morning Roast needs a victory Tuesday. Bad. Bad. I don't think this show, I don't think Shasky, I don't think myself can handle another loss, especially to the Rams on Monday Night Football.
Are you betting on this game?
No, I haven't bet in a couple weeks.
Besides you predicting the Niners would win on this show, where are you putting your real money?
Should I make a bet? Should I put some real money on this?
Are you hedging?
No, I'm not going to hedge and bet on the Rams. I'm not going to do that. I'm not betting on this game.
Is this the get-right game for the Rams or the get-right game for the Niners?
It's both. Get-right game for both. But This is one thing we need to happen. This is great. This is great 95.7 game knowledge. Oscar Perez. What we need is for Guru to liquidate all assets on a Rams tonight. Because fade the goo works. Fade the goo works. Somebody out there call Guru. Tell him to pet the Rams.
Oh. I don't have a lot of confidence in tonight's game. I will work myself up on that hour-long drive right. or more.
Down cue up to the Duke rap in a second. Let's get to Gene in Oakland on the radio. We can't have San Francisco's lubing again. He's lubing again. We don't want to do a show after a loss.
They have playmakers at all three levels on defense.
So do the Niners.
Yeah, I know, but like the Niners defense isn't a problem. I'm talking about Niner offense. Yeah. Like this is a Niner offensive problem. Right. That's the part of the team that's holding them back.
Come on, Gene. Hey, Gene. The Niners have Debo. They have Kittle. They have Ayuk. Come on, the Rams. They got Cooper Kupp. We don't fear anybody else but Cooper Kupp. Come on, Gene.
All right. Yeah. Hey, man. Listen, this is Uncle Gene telling you to calm down, Joe. We're winning tonight. It's going to be a tight game. You know, I can't figure out whether it'll be 14-10 or 17-14, but we'll win in the end. Mm. I think the key, all right, is, frankly, I think Jimmy's got to be more mobile.
Yes.
Right? At one point, he was a mobile quarterback before he had that serious injury against Kansas City. Well, he's going to have to do that again, particularly with all the problems on the offensive line. They're going to have to shake them out. They're going to have to do some things to slow that rush down, and that's one of the things they can do. Have some design plays for him, even. And I think if they do that and they're successful and you get some yardage, that'll open it up for, for Debo and Ayuk and the others, and even Kittle. Anyways, that's the key. Like I say, either 14-10 or 17-14.
I like the score, Gene. I think it's going to be under. Over-under's 42.5. Give me the under. Be the under in this one.
Oh, man, a 14-10 game after last week's 13-11 game. Hey,
I do not care.
Like softball scores. Hey, the Cowboys had scores.
Dude, the Cowboys just sit through that lousy game in Jerry's World. Everybody's pumping them up. They beat the Commanders 25-10. The Commanders. All right? That's not Philadelphia. Blow them up. Everybody's pumping up Dallas and Cooper Rush. They were down in the third quarter of that game. Weren't they? Or they were up like 12-7 or something like that? I don't care. I don't care how ugly it is. I need a win for my own sanity, and I'm locking it in. Matter of fact, you know what, Shasky? I'm going to throw something in the Bovada account. I'm going to back my mouth up. I'm going to throw $100 on the Niners. -1.5, lock it up. I'm betting today.
Yeah.
Throwing $100. It was payday Friday. I got a little chicken left over. Giants kind of broke me yesterday.
You bet on the Giants.
No, I didn't bet. I didn't bet on baseball since.
They had a guy who was the first time in the history of the Giants starting back-to-back games.
I know. I haven't bet baseball since like May.
Season on the line. Hey, we're going to go starter back-to-back games, but trust us, we'll find a way to replenish Rodon.
Was the season actually on the line, though? Technically it was, but like, was it, though?
I'm betting $100 on the Niners today. Lock it in. Put me in a spread formation or spread offense with Willard and Dibbs and Kyle Madsen and Spadoni. I'm taking the Niners -1.5.
Spread formation.
Really what is it called? What is it? Spread offense?
Spread formation. You're
spread
right.
Spread formation.
Oh, that's what the name of it is?
Yeah, yeah. But Dibbs is smoking all you
guys.
So
I'll call you Lincoln Riley.
Call me Lincoln, baby.
Now, is Dibbs betting on international stuff?
Call me Steve Spurrier. He was the guy with the funny gun.
Did you see South Carolina change their uniforms?
To what?
They're like very dramatic. They were very different than what I was accustomed to. Or maybe it wasn't South Carolina. It might have been NC State.
Oh, NC State with the white and red, with the red helmets.
They went really like crazy.
See my boy DJ?
He's
getting better and better and better.
Ungalungale?
Ugalele?
Is
that his name?
No, that's Ungalungale.
Ungalungale?
I could be pronouncing it wrong. I apologize if I
don't know. We're going to need to work on that. But my boy DJ looked good this Saturday at Clemson.
About time.
Clemson's coming.
He all slants Clemson offense.
He improvised to a dime. Who's the running back? Shipley?
Woo! Yeah.
Number one?
One of the 15 Shipleys that aren't playing for Texas.
$100. I'm joining you, MDK1. Niners win tonight. I'm joining you. $100, baby. All right.
Tom 78942. I'm joining you.
Hey, MDK1 is a real one. For all the listeners out there on YouTube, thank you so much. Rocking with it. By the way, By the way, I gotta
read this. At this point, you dissing the Commanders. The Niners lost to the Bears.
Weak ass Bears.
And the weak Broncos.
The weak ass Bears.
So, like, what does that mean about us?
We're weak right now. The Niners are weak right now, but you could be, you don't have to be weak tonight. You could be in first place after tonight and not so weak. Download the Odyssey app. That made sense. 95.7 thousands of other stations and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, and podcasts are all available completely free. You can catch every Warriors game live on the app, along with all the music and news the Bay Area needs. Follow your favorite team, station, radio shows, and podcasts now by downloading the free Odyssey app. Listen, Shasky, I was depressed last Thursday because I knew, damn, going on to Monday Night Football, Jimmy Garoppolo starting at quarterback. Then the Warriors came into our lives. The Warriors came into our lives Friday at 3 in the morning, Saturday night at 10. And I said, damn, the Warriors look so good. They're going to be blowing so many teams out. It's going to be so fun. They got so many dudes. Like, some guys are going to get DMPs who don't deserve DMPs. Moody looks smooth. Kuminga's playing defense. Wiseman's jamming. Steph is Steph. He looks so spry, so fluid. Draymond looks like he's in shape. Gosh, the Warriors look good. It makes me so happy. October 18th, weeknight, are they going to smash the Lakers? Oh, my gosh. And then I think about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I get sad. But you know what? Tonight, this defense. Fonte bet with your head, not with your heart. I'm straight up betting with my heart. I'm locking it in. My heart tells me the Niners are winning tonight.
Are you wearing your custom Bonte Hill jersey tonight?
No, I don't like to do that anymore because people are like, Bonte.
Oh,
I feel like a douche doing
that. You're a 6'7" dude who walks around in the crowd and everyone knows who you are.
Today's a gold satin jacket day.
Oh.
Monday Night Football gets around.
His and hers? Last time I saw you two, you were both wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, and I like to wear the same shoes and stuff like that. She likes to do that.
My wife turned to me and was like, we're not doing that.
Yeah. And I'm
not hating. I'm saying it's a good look.
I wish Anna said, hey, we're not doing that.
And you guys had the Jordans.
We had the J's on, too.
And I think it was black jeans. Or maybe black, both maybe in blue. Jeans.
You might have both in blue. She likes to do that.
Wearing the gold satin jacket?
Whatever makes the wifey happy.
I was going to wear my gold satin jacket.
It's a gold satin. Yeah. It's a new school one, not the old school one.
Yeah.
The old school one I had by Rockin' New Era, who always listens. Shout out to Rockin' New Era. Always tweet this. He's a good dude. He sold me a old school gold satin jacket. Just didn't quite fit me, so I gave it to my sister.
Oh.
She has a throwback.
A little snug. XL?
I mean, your boy probably should be losing some weight, but whatever. That's, I'm not going to talk about that. Let's go to Chris and Clovis. Odyssey app. What's happening, Chris?
Couples drip. 888-957-9570.
Let's go. What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, Chris?
Not much, man. I appreciate your work, Bonta Hill, bro. I like how your energy is, man. But, man, we got to beat those Rams, bro. This has got to be a bounce-back game. We got to wake up, man.
Wake up. Tonight they're winning, Chris. That's it. Call me Bonta, which is all good. All good in the hood. All good in the hood. Stuff just gets off the rails, man. Like, Friday's show was the morning mail-in. We mailed that show in.
No, we didn't.
I mean, we performed at a high level.
I was ready to play.
It felt like a mail-in show. I left the crosstalk.
Yeah, well, you just didn't want to face the smoke.
What smoke?
From Willard and Dibbs.
Oh, well, I didn't want to hear Willard say the Giants have a chance.
Well, they did.
And then, thank God, they lost Saturday.
They got to say this. The Braves and Mets do not want to see this Giants team in the playoffs. They also won't.
Yeah. It's worth consideration.
Okay, Kapler, listen real quick. Give me one second, Kapler.
This is real. This is real. Well, you don't want to lose tomorrow. tonight. Listen, a happy Bonte from Santa Fe Jazz fan, even for a moment, is like a glass of orange juice, which is all we know. It's like a ray of sunshine.
In the words of Messy Marv,
orange juice and a blunt for breakfast.
I knew you were going to go there. Look at you. Bullies with fullies.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast. Hey,
well, I read the paper.
By the way, a lot of people are coming.
No way Messy Marv reads the paper.
No, there's no. Cases do read the newspapers.
Not Messy Marv.
Cases read the papers. Hey, I've seen some thugs read the paper. They'd be like, let me see that paper real quick. And the way they move through the pages, I love how a geisha reads a newspaper. I swear to God, it's one of the most fascinating things ever. Back in the day, they would read it. Hey, boss, have you seen that sporting green real quick? And the way they kind of look at it, they read, and they hold it. Did they hold it for hella long? It's not like geishas read the newspaper. I'm telling you, man.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast while I read the paper. About to hit the block. About to see some paper. It's one of the greatest songs of all time.
It's one of the greatest songs ever. Geishas is the way they read the paper.
Or juices, bout my cereal, bout my milk. From the 90s. about my cereal, about my milk. Remember that?
I do. Hey, I'm telling you, there's nothing like a gangster reading the newspaper. But there's been, Shaz, gotta ask you, man. These last few Fridays, I've just been having fun, man. It's Friday.
Uh-huh.
It's a payday for everybody. We made it through another week healthy. We're going into the weekend feeling good. There's people who think I come into the show high. They're like, Bonte's googling too much. Is he high? Is he off of edible? Number one, I'm never going to work high. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Too paranoid for that.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Never drunk, never intoxicated.
The one thing that you say could be the last thing that you say.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I'd do that sober accidentally.
Yeah.
You think I'm joking?
No, you're not joking.
You know, you get me riled up enough. Let me ask you this one. Let's say it's 3-0 at halftime and the Rams are winning. Would you be shocked if they trotted Brock Purdy out?
Yes, I would be shocked. Now, it depends how it looks.
I mean, obviously, there's two turnovers.
Could you imagine that?
Jimmy had a 300-yard passing night, I would be like, you know, wow. Like, I'd be shocked, but I would also be like, I mean, the Rams, who would have thought? And then if you told me that Jimmy looked absolutely horrible and had to come out of the game, I wouldn't be surprised either. Like, gosh. I have no idea. It's grab bag Garoppolo. I have no idea who is going to be in there. It's like party favors. Hey, I don't even know what's in the bag.
That's better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Tell me I'm wrong. Grab I don't know Garoppolo. What it is. Do you know what it's going to be?
I don't know what it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't. All I know is the Niners are winning tonight. That's all I know. I don't know how it's going to look. I never know how it's going to look with Kyle Shanahan.
Nor do I.
I don't know how Jimmy's going to...
I don't know! How much sleep is he getting?
Who, Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah,
Shanahan hasn't slept in 3 weeks.
I mean, you thought that Obama looked like he had been worn 20 years deep after 4 years in office? Look at Kyle Shanahan.
Obama waves was dipping when he first became the president of the United States. By the end of his term, 8 years, he had no more waves.
Did you see where he was?
Huh?
He went to the Oak Club over the weekend.
I heard.
Yeah, my boy Casey Murphy took a photo with him, and so did the president of the Oak Club, Paul O'Driscoll.
Wow.
Yeah, the president was out in full force. Beautiful day for the president to go golfing at the Oak Club.
Damn. So go back and look at Shanahan's introductory press conference. Slick back hair, smiles, no bags under the eyes. Look at Shanahan now. Oh, my God.
They're calling him Potluck Jimmy.
Potluck Jimmy.
BYOB Jimmy.
Dude, Shanahan looks like he's been sleeping on the couch for months. Like, it doesn't look good. We need him to have a win. Please, no Brock Purdy. Because there's people out there who believe Brock Purdy's more ready to play NFL quarterback than Trey Lance, which is absurd.
Bonte, I just want them to move the ball. Whatever's going to make this offense go, where you can use these playmakers that you've invested the amount of money and draft capital that you've done into those guys, like whatever's going to work. Jordan Mason, let's see it. You know, Jeff Wilson Jr., Debo in the backfield, Ayuk, if Danny Gray can suit up, let's see him out there. Can I get Ray on a seam route? Can I get George Kittle?
Danny Gray,
the ball?
Can we get a Danny Gray target?
Has he had a target in the regular season?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you're right.
Samoan Pride, Bonte, y'all should have matching rings. That's good. Thanks, Shasky, for that.
Hufanga was at the SH game.
I saw that.
The other day.
Valley Christian SH?
Yeah.
He's been going there. He was at another Sarah game.
Yeah.
He loves high school football.
And he like throws up the tattoo on the arm.
Hufanga's everywhere. He's embracing the local. By the way,
just a fan favorite.
He is. I might have to get a jersey of Hufanga.
Feel like, and I think this 412 text message hits it right on the head. Tonight is pivotal for the psyche of Niner fans.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm looking at you all day.
I'm a mess.
You are a mess. I mean, I'm talking myself. I'm guaranteeing now I have to bet and go on Bovada and have them take my money again. If the Niners lose and I throw $100 on, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed. It's another one of those shows tomorrow if the Niners lose and I'm saying to myself, is it worth me calling in sick?
What?
Just to take the day off. My performances after a loss have not been good this season. I'm going to just tell you that right now. It's been terrible hosting. Like, I've been terrible after
losses. You're the Colton McKivitz of hosts?
I've been not even that. I'm the Nathan Peterman of hosts after losses. I've been awful.
Somewhere, somehow, Gruden will sign him to another 10-day.
My psyche. My psyche has been shot after losses.
As a thrower of the football.
I mean, think about me in Chicago. Shasky in Chicago. Didn't you feel sorry for me at Soldier Field in that monsoon after that loss? I was terrible. I was calling Bears fans week after they beat us by 9. You guys are weak. We scored 10 points against the Bears, and I'm calling them weak. Think about that. Maybe we need another Warriors game. Warriors, maybe play Warrior highlights tomorrow from Japan. PBJ?
How is the Warrior lineup so loaded? And Patrick Baldwin Jr. can make an impact, and we can't target Danny Gray once for the Niners. We can't target
Danny Gray.
How?
PBJ's the 12th man on the team. He brings us more joy than the starting quarterback on the 49ers.
Ryan Rollins, who was like an afterthought. I didn't even think he'd make the team. And he's out here balling. McClung doing dunks and stuff in the layup line. 360
dunks, yeah. Like, what is going on? Warriors are stacked. Stacked.
And Danny Gray can't get a target.
They've innovated offensive basketball. Right? Defensive concepts. Innovators. And the Niners are running the offense like they're stuck in 1971 playing Oklahoma for a Big Ten championship. Or not a Big Ten, a Big Eight championship back in the day. Like, what? Show me something tonight, Niners. I'm guaranteeing a win. I'm putting money on you guys. Putting my money on you. MDK, what? He's got money on you. For Tyler Miller, for Michael Hernandez, for Drew Down, for Joe Shasky, for Sam Lubman, for crying out loud. We need a win.
For the 408 Empire.
For the 408 Empire. They're out there grilling, half flipping. They don't even feel good. They're half flipping the ribs.
When are they opening up the parking lot, you think? Two, three, 4 hours? 4 hours? 5 hours before?
I don't know. I mean, they're not even caring about the barbecue down there at the 408. They're burning chicken wings.
Well, the one thing that's good, no rain in tonight's forecast. Oh,
say that. Well, that's good.
Watch it like just start pouring down.
Tyler Miller, Steve Kerr should help Kyle out with his play calling. Now, they did meet up a couple weeks ago. Remember that? Shanahan and Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr wanted to tour the facility. I wonder what they talked about. What did they discuss amongst each other? One's it for, what, nighttime chat? The other has gotten close to championships? I guess Kyle Shanahan is a two-time champion. He was holding the core for Mike Shanahan during the Super Bowl.
It can stop. His family bloodline might be two-time champions.
He was there. He had Broncos gear on during the Super Bowl.
Three, because his dad won as an offensive coordinator. Yeah,
and he was there as a water boy. So maybe Shanahan has three Super Bowl rings.
Okay, Roger Maris Jr. Get out of here.
Dave Johnson's right. Jimmy's a two-time champion as well. So, Jimmy, I want you to come to Levi's, put those two championship rings out and say, guys, this is what we're playing for. We're champs, man. We're champs.
Jimmy's a two-time champion. With the Patriots.
He is.
Okay. I mean, come on. How many does Brian Hoyer have? I watched him for like three plays, and I was like, what? How is 36-year-old undrafted free agent Brian Hoyer, how was this the 49ers solution when they started in 2017? And he's still getting jobs in 2022 with the New England Patriots. It's insane.
Showing a lot of love to everybody. I feel good today. It's going to be a lovely day at Levi's Stadium. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. It'll be a lovely day.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Look, that dust setting at Levi's Stadium. The fireworks going off. The choppers.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. The chopper's going to be.
Actually, it'll be Blue Angels because it's Fleet Week.
There you go.
Actually, now I'm feeling a little better. I'm feeling a little better. We're going to get a flyover?
We're going to fly over.
That'll be pretty sweet.
Niners don't lose with flyovers.
The Blue Angels.
Come
wow.
on, Shasky. Let's go.
Blue Angels.
Lock it up.
We're playing them in softball tomorrow, too.
Flex. They're going to kick your ass. Flex, baby.
I can't stand the guy. If he runs into the end zone tonight and chest bumps someone, my head might pop off.
You know what, though? I was thinking about that last night, McVay running to the end zone. And I didn't admit this, but I kind of liked it. I was like, damn, look at this coach. He's into it. He's chest bumping players. I would love to go see Shanahan do that. Show me some emotion.
Well, you don't have to be that way. You like Andy Reid, right?
Yeah,
he's stoic as hell.
He's hella stoic. He fist pumps a little bit. And he's got his big claw sheet. Everybody does it differently. I'm not mad at Robert Saleh popping out his neck veins, getting amped up over a Jets touchdown.
The Flex of the Show, presented by Xfinity Flex, the 4K streaming TV box with voice remote and Peacock Premium, free with Xfinity Internet.
First time in my life I left you speechless. Go figure.
Sometimes you just gotta let it hang there.
You're lost for words.
Like an above the rim. It's so pretty. I just let it hang.
Oh, that was White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, excuse me. What did I say? Above the rim?
Oh, it's so pretty. My bad. Gotta just leave it up. Yeah. Gotta just leave it up. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna get Willard and Dibbs fired up. Look at Willard and Dibbs fired up.
It looks like they're roasters, in each other's laps.
Yeah, no, they are sitting in each other's laps. No space, man. Just breaking all the COVID protocols. Duke in the City. Hey, we got to play this Duke in the City for my guys here. Duke in the City. lighting the Bay Area up on fire right now. Get set the tone for the day. Here's Duke of the City.
Nine Empire, rise up and strike back. Golden Boy Trey Lance is not stumbling and bumbling and acting like my lump. Getting the bullets that he passed and got fire and got gas and now it's getting drastic. Are you catching balls in the middle of the traffic? And then George Kittle with the 2020 vision. He's slipping and he's slicing, make executive decisions. Got Nick Bosa. They say he's a roaster. Quarterback burnt like he came out of toaster. He fast a Ferrari. 50 sacks to prove by David Bakhtiari. Watch Debo run fast right past you. Receiving out the backfield. Stronger than a man of steel. Leaving in the cloud of smoke. The Niners, bro, we ain't no joke. Touchdown is what they say, but get the cheddar ball out. That's what we do in the bank. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, a morning roast with Fillmore Spinus, Monte Hill, and the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky, Niners. We ready. We ready.
Lakeview in the house.
To ride.
Now, Dan Dibley can appreciate that.
That was incredible.
Mark Willard, that's what they call bars, Mark Willard.
Okay.
Bars.
First of all, I take major offense to you feeling like you needed to guide me into this conversation. That's gross. Second of all, that's already the second time I've experienced those bars this morning. What do you think I was listening to on my 1 hour and 11 minute drive to Santa Clara today?
Yeah.
What do you think I was doing?
I thought you were ready. Listening to Creedence Clearwater.
Again, it's offensive. It's game day, so I'm going to pass it. Everybody's coming in a little
better. The white guy did it. Better the white guy did it instead of black dude. That's the white guy.
I mean, that was white on white crime. I'm a little confused by the David Bakhtiari reference. Yeah. Not sure. I know he needed to rhyme, but David Bakhtiari, is he a Ram now?
Green Bay Packer. Yeah. He's a Sarah High School guy.
Oh, he's from Sarah High School.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you can rhyme Bakhtiari, you do in life. No. I was already in the space. I was just driving around last night and I heard Pete Rock and CL Smooth come on. And I was like, oh, that's all it takes. That little horn right at the beginning. That's all I need. So I was already in the mood coming in this morning.
I like it. How are you guys feeling, man? Because San Francisco, the alter ego, just asking the Butcher, just worried all day. Yeah. Scared. And that's not the Butcher I'm used to.
Yeah. You broke him. You got Joe Shasky back. You got Butcher Boy back. And I was listening at about 7:15, and he's like, you know what, Bonte? I'm thinking about changing my handle. I'm thinking about going to Joe Shasky the third. And, you know, you shook him. You broke him. Butcher Boy's back. All Caps Radio is back. You guys are crushing it. And you know what, Bonte? I got in the car at about, God, oh, dark 30. I don't even know. This newborn's got me all twisted. I don't even know what day it is anymore. All I know is, dude, I'm elbows deep in diaper. There was a blowout yesterday. It had nothing to do with the NFL. Oh. I'll leave that at that. Shout out to Diaper with two Lewis. But the fact that you got Butcher Boy back, you got All Caps Radio back, I'm fired up for this Monday night game.
Maybe my biggest accomplishment in life is getting Butcher back and getting rid of San Francisco.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the guy was shook up. He was all red. Doesn't know what to expect. I'm like, wait a minute. We're going down to Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun.
Nice.
Joe Buck. Troy Aikman. Thank you, Dave. It's been a while since I got a four. I needed that. I was desperate for that.
But tally up the score on all of these points? Blackjack? Do you try to go for 21?
It's like grade point average. No, it's like grade point average where, Guru's like I love Goo, but he's like a C student. He's like a 2.42. But, you know, you got to average all your references because Marky Mark, my partner here, very rarely will he go for one, but he gets a lot of threes, fours, and fives.
Oh, he's efficient.
Wow. Yeah, Guru's a volume. He's a volume shooter.
Yes, he's good degrees, Dibs. That's the school we come from.
Yeah, I went to college for 13 years. You don't have to tell me that.
Dan Van Wilder Dibley.
So look, paint the scene for me. I'm looking at you two beautifully on the Zoom.
If
on YouTube, you obviously are seeing the changeover right now. I see a Harris Ranch beef sign. I see 95.7 The Game. I'm assuming two laptops I'm looking at. And you guys are at the Hilton. Paint the scene for me right now. I'm sure there's Tim Jordan and Kyle Madsen both smiling and looking right at you.
Yep. And then most recently, I ran into look in the bathroom. And I'm like, I'm not going to look because that's gross. So he's here too.
Kramer would have looked.
Right. Like we got sort of like the vibe of like, you know, something's about to happen. There's tailgate stuff everywhere at the Hilton and they have been wonderful hosts. But Yeah, they're already, like, you can see the people who've gotten up early to get the jerseys on, and like, we're looking out the window. Levi Stadium is right out the window, so it's you can feel it down here already. And it's funny, by the way, that Dibs came out nodding his head with what you were saying, Bonte, because I have a feeling I'm going to play your role on today's show. I know you're nodding, but I guarantee you, you are the lesser in terms of confidence in this football game. You're going to be the lesser.
So why are you confident
today?
Why are you confident, Mark? You're always confident. You're always confident.
Well, no.
Jimmy.
I mean, he is a handsome man. Oh, so gorgeous. Here's the thing, for two reasons. And I told you this last week.
Okay.
One of them is, this is just the way the story goes.
Oh.
It's just that, like, if I look at the arc of the way that this
whole thing goes,
it is. This feels like the way the story goes. But I'm also going to put aside, like, I know we go the NFC title game, more important than all the other games, but let's not act like Kyle Shanahan has not had the upper hand in this head-to-head matchup most of the time. So why would that not continue?
But how can we look at the Jared Goff years and try to extrapolate that for what we're seeing now? Like, doesn't nuance matter?
We can look at the Matt Stafford year and see the exact same thing.
That would be an extrapolation sensation. Like,
if you want to go D lines versus quarterbacks, you're all right. The one that we focus on is a problem for the 49ers as well, but why would we act like it's not for the Rams tonight? Matt Stafford, this matchup for Matt Stafford is terrible. It's terrible. Absolutely god awful.
Well, the reason why I have confidence in Stafford, and I don't pretend to like he's on the Mahomes level, but the reason why I have confidence in him is because I saw him in the fourth quarter after, throwing a ball right into Jaquaski Tartt's shoulders, then lead the team on a drive all the way down and rip the heart out of the 49ers. Like, I saw him do it on the biggest stage and did it again in the Super Bowl with a no-look pass. So I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt. And I think me being a hater on that, I'm just assessing what I'm watching, I guess, is what I'm going at.
Yeah, and my concern, and Mark is right, I'm more in the concerned camp. I'm not quite San Fran Shasky level. I mean, I don't know what my own moniker would be.
We got Stunner Stage on right now, dude.
Yeah, these are my Dan. You know, we got these at the Warriors Parade, and you played the guru speech earlier, which had me fired up. I was getting a little egg bagel down the street here.
Oh, nice.
You played that, and I was just so fired up. I'm like, you know what? I got my Zennies. I'm going to put my Zenny shades on, my Stunner Shades, and hope for the best. But I'm just so concerned about this run game. Jeff Wilson Jr. and who else after that? I mean, are we going back to Tevin Campbell? Tevin Campbell? Can we talk? Shout out 90s R&B.
Can we talk?
Thank you. You guys talked about Brunskill at center and, you know, the offensive line, major issues. I'm just really concerned. Although one thing that I'm going to ride on in terms of what Bonte said, and I'm going to put this out on my BetQL. Guru and I are doing a BetQL chat tonight.
Oh, cool.
Live.
Very cool.
I'm going to bet the prop, Niners defensive touchdown prop. I think Bonte's right about that. But this one feels like a 17-16 slugfest all over again.
Well, they're calling him Dan Drippy. Dan Drippy Dibs. Okay. I like that.
There we go.
According to YouTube, I'm not mad at that.
Wow, a little chat. Forget the Manning cast. I want the Dibley Guru cast.
Right, the BetQL chat. But you guys are all on the under, though. 42.5, the under. And the Niners only a 1.5 favorite at home. Usually the home team gets a guaranteed 3 points.
Right. Right.
Interesting.
I'm not on the under.
What are you
in this
on?
Game at all.
Well, he's on the Jimmy G. He's on the Jimmy G.
If I'm not on the under, Shasky, then what would I be on? If I'm not on the under, what would I be on? Right,
so you got the Niners score some points, did, huh?
Drugs is the answer. No. I think what we do in the NFL is we look at last week. And then and this isn't just Niners. We look at last week and we go, that's what we're seeing. And that's never what we're seeing.
You did that last week with Denver, Mark.
but we do it every week. And that's not true because we had seen Denver more than once. But the 49ers that you watch Sunday night, that's not the 49ers that you're going to get tonight. You don't think that, do you?
Play any worse.
Yeah,
they scored 10 points in 2 games, Mark, so I don't know. I hope we see something different than the norm. I think it's a 2010 game. They get a defensive touchdown. They get one offensive drive. They get a couple field goals based off some Rams turnovers. I don't have any confidence in this offense right now. No Trent Williams. We don't know who's running the ball outside of Jeff Wilson Jr. Debo's been a running back. I need to see him play wide receiver. Where's George Kittle at? We're not talking about his injury in the groin. Where is he at percentage-wise? I don't know what we're getting from this offense. I know where we're getting from the defense.
Well, no, actually, and think about what you're saying. You're saying one offensive drive, I mean, two Robbie Golds, and a defensive touchdown.
There we go.
That's going to be enough? 20-10?
I think so.
That scares me, Vontae.
The Rams' offensive line is beat up. Stafford has 5 picks already on the season. It's a divisional game. They're always tighter. They're always different.
Who's guarding Cooper Kupp?
That is scary, though, Dibs. You're right. This is why you pay for Mooney Ward, though.
No, I know, but Cooper Kupp's so good. Like, even if you hold him down, he's still going to get you 75, 80 yards.
Yeah,
like,
that's no big deal, though. Yeah, he can get 75, 80 yards. I don't think that's going to be a killer. Look, I sat back, and Dibs helped me with this last week, and I almost was going to have to show up and wring his neck today because Survivor Pool, I had the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, my gosh.
In doubt.
When the game went to overtime, when the game went to overtime and somebody like that was representing Zappos.com was starting as quarterback for the Patriots, the game goes to overtime, and I just sat back with a sheepish grin and went, why do we even try to act like we can predict
what's
going
out.
On? Like, this is absurd. Absolutely absurd. Therefore, in fact, I think a record was set only the second time in maybe in the last decade or two. Every NFL game at one point in the fourth quarter yesterday was a one-score game.
Oh,
which is crazy. Every single NFL game. So to act like last week means this week, this matchup means that, look, it's probably going to be nip and tuck, and I think you're going to see some differences in both of these teams that we haven't seen through the first 3 weeks, and I think you will see a heck of a lot more success on offense than we're expecting maybe from either of these teams.
Mark, speaking of Survivor Pools.
Yeah, bud.
I was in 4 Survivor Pools this year. 4.
You said it past tense.
Right?
Said it past tense.
That's I'm a survivor. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I took the Browns against the Jets and 3 of them.
Yep.
All right? Browns were up 30-17 with 1:55 left.
Yep.
They lost. This week, I was taking Green Bay. And at 9:50, I decided, you know what? I'm going to save the Green Bay Packers. I got arrogant and cocky and said, I'm taking the Steelers over the Jets. There's no way the Jets are going to burn me twice. No way the Jets are going to burn me twice. And the Steelers were up 20-10 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
I fist pumped the hand and said, all right, babe, let's get to the Giants game. Let's roll.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, that's how that story ended.
My man, yeah. One thing we learned yesterday, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be quarterbacks if their last name is Pickett. Because my God, that was everyone's like, oh, he comes in, he runs for 2 touchdowns.
He threw a pick on his first throw.
That was a disgusting you can't throw it pick. Also, that was a gross loss by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, Survivor Pools, man, are they're drunk.
And they're shout out drunk. Former Niner assistants, which have left Kyle Shanahan completely bereft of adults in the room. Bobby Saleh, 2-2.
I know.
Miami, 3-1, despite, you know, driving Tua into the head trauma.
Bobby turns back.
Bobby's got him playing. He's got no talent.
Mark Willard and Dibs.
Bobby's got him playing with the Jets. There's no talent, but man.
The adult is back, fellas. Bobby Turner's back. The adult in the room is back.
Oh, yeah. So now they're going to run the ball 47 times for 212. You know, forget the O-line issues and forget the fact that you have a glorified special teamer as your lead back and you've got nothing but rookies. And are we going to get Marlon Mack tonight? Over under on Marlon Mack carries tonight.
Is he going to be suited up?
It's probably going to be active, right?
It's him or Coleman, right?
I don't know. It sounded like they were starting to trend toward wanting Tevin Coleman.
Oh, my God.
You know?
RB3.
So he come in and get one tote. You give me one tote in the fourth quarter.
Maybe we only get two Jimmy O no throws tonight. Maybe we only get 2.
I mean.
Yeah. Boy.
How are they going to stop Aaron Donald, guys?
You know what, though? We ask that every time.
They've neutralized him for the most part.
And for the most part, you're right, Bonte. They've actually had pretty good success when you compare them at least to the rest of the league. You know, they're going to do what they always do. Neutralize Aaron Donald. Get the ball the hell out of Jimmy's hands. That's what they're going to do.
Right.
With that said, we're going to let you guys do your thing. Willard and Dibs live from the Hilton Hotel in Santa Clara, followed by Steiny and Goo, and then Damon and Rattle all day long. We'll stop by and say hi if you guys are still down there. Shasky and I will be down there around 3 o'clock. We'll be down there around 3 o'clock. Maybe we'll shake San Fran Shasky. We'll get the real butcher to attend Monday Night Football between the Niners and Rams. Have a good show, fellas.
Thanks, boys. Come on down. We'll see you soon.
All right, buddies.
You got to go out there and be tough.